When the blues of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
Welcome to you to So-Called Radio Time. Produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter as orchestra, Dutch Conlon as Gooda Mayers, and Bing's guests. Beulah as played by Hattie McDaniel, with Ernest Whitman who plays Bill, Lass as White who plays Harold, and Ruby Dandridge who plays Oriole. And now here is Harry Lillis Crosby who plays Bing.
My toughest role.
Yeah. What are you talking about, Bing? You never act.
My dear boy, I'm acting at this very moment.
Really?
Aren't you aware of the stentorian pitch of my voice? Don't you note the pear-shaped tones of each vowel that comes throbbing mellifluously from my throat?
Well, that's not acting. You always talk like this.
Oh, no, Ken. Off stage, I talk like this.
Oh.
And that boy, it takes a lot of concentrating and a lot of acting for me to talk like this. My stuff.
Gee, Bing, you could have fooled me. I never knew that.
Didn't know it either till I picked up the script about 10 minutes ago.
Well, Bing, getting back to your acting coach, what was the toughest role you... What was the toughest role you ever had to perform?
Oh, I don't know. I've done so many difficult things. But if you'd press me, I'd have to say that one of the most difficult was the one that will be out soon, A Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court.
Well, what was so difficult about that?
The costume. It was hot in that suit of armor, you know. I was wrapped in tin so long, I came out tenderized like a Wilson ham. And we can all use one if the Wilson people are listening.
Well, that's not a bad deal. You went in as an old tough ham and came out tender.
That's one way of looking at it, Ken, but I wish you wouldn't. Those suits of armor are dangerous, you know.
Oh, they couldn't be. They've got escape hatches.
I don't mean that. Think of the danger to Rhonda Fleming, my leading lady. You know what happened when I was working with Rhonda?
Well, no, but that's nice work if you can get it.
Oh, it was. But one day we were doing a love scene, and when I pulled her toward me to kiss her, you know,
mm-hmm.
a little window on my helmet fell down near broke her nose. She is now known as William Bendix.
Are you sure of that, Bing?
She'll kill me for that.
Oh. William Bendix is in the picture, too.
Don't tell me it was Bendix I tried to kiss in the first place.
Well, I remember just a couple of weeks ago you said you never know who you're working with in a picture.
Oh, I'll say anything. Yeah. Anything. Now, Ken, before winter is over, we've got a little song here that we'd like to slip in that's very seasonal.
What's that?
Well, it's called Little Jack Frost Get Lost. I understand the Rhythm Airs are standing by, equipped in little red snuggle bunnies. John Scott Trotter will conduct this number with a baton sickle. That's a frozen stick on a stick. We mush. We gone. Little Jack Frost, get lost, get lost. Little Jack Frost, get lost. You don't do a thing but put a bite on my toes. Freeze up the ground and take the bloom from the rose. So, little Jack Frost, go away, go away. And don't you come back another day. There's lots of cold feet, all the lovers complain. You turned off the heat down in Lover's Lane. The bench in the park is all alone in the dark. So, little Jack Frost, get lost, get lost. Little Jack Frost, get lost. You don't do a thing but put a bite on my toes. Freeze up the ground and take the bloom from the rose.
So, little Jack Frost, go away, go away. And don't you come back another day, get gone, go away.
There's lots of cold feet, all the lovers complain. Turned off the heat down in Lover's Lane. The bench in the park is all alone in the dark. So, little Jack Frost, get lost, get lost. Little Jack Frost, get lost.
Get lost, get lost, get lost, get lost.
Little Jack Frost, get lost.
Lost!
Hey, Frost.
That was a really
jumpy, banging boys and girls, but I don't see why Jack Frost should get lost.
Ken, if you'd taken the trouble to listen, you'd know that cold weather makes it tough for lovers. They can't sit on park benches during this freezing weather.
Well, just what's wrong with making love indoors?
Well, now that you mention it, nothing. Jack Frost is listening. I want to be the first to apologize. Sorry.
You'd better, because Jack Frost is very important to January, and January belongs to Philco.
Oh, land of Goshen. Here I am kicking little Jack around, and we're both working for the same people.
Yeah?
I may get a nasty wire from Balderston or Carmine. For a moment, I forgot about January belonging to Philco.
How could you possibly forget it? This is the month loaded with special money-saving offers. The biggest bargain since the Louisiana Purchase.
Ken, you mean Louisiana belongs to Philco, too? Are they coming out with a combination radio, phonograph, television, and shrimp Creole?
Well, I don't know about that, Bing, but Philco's got something now that's really sensational.
Cal.
The 1405, the greatest table radio phonograph ever built.
Well, I'd like to hear more about that. I'm sure the folks would, too.
Well, I'd like to talk about it.
I'm sure you would. And while you're gabbing, Ken, I'll run out in the audience here and take orders for shrimp Creole. Shrimp, anybody?
While you're out there, Bing, hustle a few Philco table models, too. On the level, folks, this new Philco 1405 is the world's finest table radio phonograph. You won't believe how much power and performance Philco has packed into this smart, streamlined set till you compare it for yourself. It has a special tone chamber, brand new in a table model. And talk about console tone. You'll hear plenty of consoles that can't touch this table Philco for tone or performance. Plays regular records automatically, plus the new long playing kind. And it's a powerhouse radio, too. Hear it at your Philco dealer now during this big month of buying opportunities. It's tops in table radio phonographs from Philco, the leader.
Charlie LeVere, who used to preside at the piano on the craft show, has a vocal record out now, which is a big seller. It's on Decca. Here's the song. Each time I see a crowd of people, just like a fool, I stop and stare. It's really not the proper thing to do, but maybe you'll be there. I go out walking after midnight along the lonely thoroughfare. It's not the time or place to look for you, but maybe you'll be there. You said your arms would always hold me. You said your lips were mine alone to kiss. Now after all those things you told me, how can it end like this? Someday if all my prayers are answered, I'll hear a footstep on the stairs. With anxious heart, I'll hurry to the door, and maybe you'll be there. And maybe you'll be there.
It's guest time. What about Beulah?
Oh, yes, Beulah. That's quite a story, Ken.
Well, then tell us about it.
I'd better. We're going to run off the short tonight. You see, Ken, I was coming back from location the other night. I have a little trouble with my car.
A motor trouble, huh?
Yeah, so I scouted around for a telephone to call a garage. It was about 9 o'clock. Luckily, I saw a light on in a house across the street from where I was stalled. I went over. I walked down the driveway, and I looked in the kitchen window, and I saw a large, friendly-looking woman who turned out to be...
Beulah, a gal who never seems lonesome, because even when I'm by myself, it looks like I've got a crowd around me.
Well,
Well, I backed away from the window. In doing so, I got tangled up in a rose bush. And while trying to extricate myself from its thorny embrace, somebody else beat me to the door.
Oh, hello, Beulah, honey. I hope you don't mind my barging in like this.
Oh, no. You're just the barge I expected to see. Oh, me?
But anyway, Beulah, I got a whiff of your coffee, so I'll whack myself right over.
Okay, sit down, and I'll pour you a cup.
Oh, I don't want to drink it, honey. I just want to smell it. Oh, coffee always reminds me of my boyfriend, Loose Tooth Harrison.
How come?
You see, coffee comes from Brazil.
I know.
And Brazil is in South America.
Yeah.
And South America is south of North America. And I got a sister lived down south, and my sister always wanted a monkey for a pet.
Well, what's that got to do with Loose Tooth?
Well, monkeys eat bananas. Mm-hmm. And bananas are long, skinny things, and that's why coffee reminds me of Loose Tooth. He's a long, skinny thing that looks like a monkey.
Woo-wee! Oreo.
Huh?
How does your mind work? By outboard motor or natural gas?
Well, I don't think it's gas, honey, because nobody ever comes to read my meter.
Look, Oreo, if you don't mind, I've got to finish baking some pies for Bill's Lodge Bazaar. And besides, I want to listen to the radio.
Well, okay, honey, I'll go on home and I'll come over and visit you tomorrow. Hasta la visita.
And quanto la gusta to you. Ooh-wee, what a woman. Oh, well, I might as well turn on the radio while my pie's in the oven. That's funny. The light didn't go on. Maybe if I shake it. I wonder why it's not working. It's a brand new Philco. How peculiar. Now it's buzzing. Oh. Silly me. That's the door. Come in.
Good evening. You got a telephone here?
Why, yes, I guess so.
I hope I didn't frighten you.
Oh, no, sir. I'm not afraid of anybody unless they're bigger than me. And I've yet to meet anybody who is.
Now, what are you talking about? You're not so big. You're just pleasingly plump.
Love that man.
I'm sorry to bother you, but my car is stalled. I'd like to phone the garage.
Well, if you want to wait a minute, and my boyfriend Bill's coming over, and I'm sure he can fix it for you.
Oh, fine.
You see, Bill runs a fix-it shop. He can fix anything, except a date for a wedding.
Can't snag him, huh? Well, if he won't ask you, why don't you pop the question to him?
Mister, I'll pop the question so many times my papa is pooped.
Oh, me. Well, don't you worry about it. I know how these things are. I predict a very happy marriage for you, and I further predict that you'll be married soon.
You aren't with the Gallup pool people, are you?
Heavens, no. I'm with the Philco people.
Oh, well, then you're just the man I want to see. I've got a Philco right here that doesn't work.
Oh, it can't be a Philco.
Well, it ain't a drift.
Oh, I say, it is a Philco, isn't it? Can't understand this. I'll fix it in a minute. Say, mind if I wash my hands first? I've been tinkering with my car, and I wouldn't dare touch a Philco unless my hands were sterile.
Well, Well, help yourself to the sink. The hot water's the one marked C.
C for hot?
Well, this is a Spanish-type house.
Oh.
The C stands for caliente.
Oh, yeah. Agua caliente, hot water. You speak Spanish?
Only about water.
I assume then you use a hose in your garden, huh?
Oh, here's my boyfriend now.
It's Bill, baby. You're fascinating farming on a freight train of romance.
Well, steam it in here, Billy boy. Caboose and all.
What's that delicious aroma tantalizing my taste buds, baby?
Never mind, Bill. This gentleman here is...
Oh, my little peppermint popsicle. My brain just got a message from my nose and flashed a yellow alert to my appetite. There's apple pie bacon in the oven.
Listen, Bill, this gentleman here wants his car fixed.
Yeah, hiya.
Oh, excuse me, sir. I didn't see you there.
This is your boyfriend, huh?
That's him. Isn't he a handsome hunk of humanity?
Oh, ain't I, though?
I've been hearing about you, Bill, from your girlfriend. Tells me you're a little reluctant about getting the knot tied. Well, this girl would make you a fine wife.
Now, just a minute, mister. If you want me to fix your car, don't try to fix my wagon.
Well, you know, Bill, Beulah's a very attractive woman.
Yes, sir, I've noticed that.
After all, there are thousands of couples getting married every day.
Yes, sir, I've noticed that, too.
And, Bill, no man is completely happy unless he's married.
Well, that's something I ain't noticed.
Honey, this gentleman's going to fix the radio. He's with the Philco people.
Fix it? There's nothing wrong with that Philco.
Well, the light doesn't go on.
Of course not. You got to plug it in the wall like this.
Oh,
am I relieved. Funny, I didn't notice it wasn't connected.
Well, you too busy trying to get me connected.
Yeah, it's working, isn't it? Working fine. Oh, I knew a Philco couldn't go wrong. What quality, huh?
Hiya, folks. This is Corny Carpenter, your old planner pilot, zooming in with another stack of your favorite tunes. For the next 8 years, you'll be entertained with recordings by Bing Crosby.
8 years? 8 years, did he say?
Well, that's not so long.
Beulah, just as soon as this program's over, we'll get married.
Here's the first Crosby platter, one that's going quite well, that fine Irish tune, Galway Bay. We're playing this for O'Melveny, Burke, Fitzgerald, O'Brien, Lynch, Harrington.
Come on, Bill. Go fix the gentleman's car.
Wait a minute, huh? Let me hear this record. I'm going to sing Galway Bay at the bazaar tomorrow.
Oh, you sing, Bill?
Like a bird. Are you interested in singing?
I'm a tough man to shut up at a party.
Oh, is that so?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll give you a hint that'll help a lot.
What's that?
Well, Bing Crosby's records are very easy to sing along with. I do it all the time. In fact, I can start with one, get going good, and turn off the phonograph. And you know something?
What?
I don't miss Bing at all.
Is that so?
Also for Hurley, Goggin, Cagney, Glennon, Murphy, Downey, Gilligan, Harmon, O'Doul, Frawley, Farrell, and Rosie Rosenberg, here's Galway.
Oh, that's lovely music. Sounds like Joan Scott Trotter's band.
If you ever go across the sea to Ireland, then maybe at the closing of your day.
Sounds a little flat right there to me. What do you think?
Well, he always sings like that. That's his style.
Oh.
Oh!
On Galway Bay.
Why don't you try singing with Bing, Miss?
Oh, I don't know.
Go ahead and try. Go ahead.
All right.
And somehow I'm sure there's gonna be. I will ask my God to let me make my heaven in that dear land across the aisle.
You see, mister, it wasn't hard. You were wonderful.
Well, anyone sing with Bing sounds good. Take me, for instance. When I'm singing with his records, I close my eyes and after a while get to thinking I really am Bing Crosby.
You do?
Yes, yes. Oh, say, I don't believe I got your name, sir. What is it?
Bing Crosby.
You've got to think that way already. Oh, I bet that's Harold Hopkins. You see, mister, we're going to rehearse our song for the bazaar tomorrow.
Oh, this kitchen's busier than the Brown Derby, isn't it?
Hello, Beulah, my friend.
Hal, get your guitar and start rehearsing your song.
Yeah, Bill has to go out and fix this gentleman's car.
What gentleman?
Hi, Hal.
Oh, hello.
Oh, this gentleman is, excuse me, sir. Did you say Frank Sinatra or Dick Haynes?
No, Bing Crosby.
Well, have it your way.
Crosby? Crosby? Are you kin to Clem Crosby? Runs a feed and grain store in Peru, Indiana.
Might be. You know, there are Crosbys all over. I'm certainly happy to hear that Clem's in a legitimate business, too.
Well, Mr. Crosby, do you want to come out and show me where your car is?
Well, this seems like a singularly inappropriate moment to dust out. After all, Bill, there are pies in the oven and Harold's about to sing. What more could a man want?
Well, ain't it the truth?
Well, the pies aren't ready yet, but I hope you are, Harold.
Okay, Beulah, here we go. When you see my baby walking down the street, boy, she's mine, all mine. When you meet the gal that's got the rest all beat, boy, she's mine, all mine. She got a great big picture hat and all the clothes that goes with that. She's my baby, I'm a boy. She's a mama's pride and joy. She got a pair of eyes I idolize, and she's mine, all mine. Her lips are smiling for me all the time in rain and shine. She got a great big mouth and dimpled chin. When she smiles, the whole face caves in. Boy, you can't have her, cause she's mine, all mine.
That's great, Harold. Beulah, what are you going to do at the bazaar?
Well, Bill and I are going to sing a duet.
Do you sing together all the time?
Yes, at least once a week. We sing in the church choir together.
Uh-huh. That's as close as I can get him to the altar.
Yeah, that's so factual.
Oh, keep quiet, short boy. Come on, Beulah, let's try our tune.
Yeah, go ahead. Say, you mind if I sing with you, Bill?
Oh, mister, you real are stage struck, aren't you? Come on, Harold, give us a card. A little bird told me that you love me.
That you love me.
And I believe that you do.
That little bird also told me I was falling.
You were falling.
Falling for no one but you.
There's no use denying, I might as well confess. Of all the girls I know, dear, I'm sure I love you best.
A little bird told us we'll be happy.
We're gonna be happy, and I believe that it's true.
A little bird told me we'd be married.
Oh, there's that word again.
And I believe that it's true.
This little bird told me when you marry, you'll have a pretty cottage not too far, all fenced up like a...
Look out now.
Your pups are gonna call him Ace, lying there by the fireplace. Goldfish pond and wishing well. Everything is gonna turn out swell.
Love that little lovebird.
Just about what happened when I visited Beulah, Ken. Incidentally, I wound up with a piece of her apple pie. I bet nobody can make a better pie than Beulah.
Oh, I don't know, Bing. I'll bet Philco could make a better apple pie.
They don't make pies, Ken.
No, but everything Philco makes is sensational. Radios, refrigerators, television sets. And now's the time to catch up with what's new at your Philco dealer. January belongs to Philco. It's your big month of buying opportunities on new 1949 Philco radios and radio phonographs. Here's your chance to set yourself up with a radio for any and every room in your house, or pick up that special purpose set you've been wanting. You'll find your Philco dealer has radios for every purse and every purpose at once-in-a-blue-moon bargains. Ask for the Philco Blue Tag Specials. And while you're in the store, bend an ear to the greatest phonograph invention of the century, the sensational Philco consoles that play the new 45-minute record. These new Philcos make it smart to be thrifty in recorded music. They give you performance that's absolutely out of this world, and at the same time save you important money. Get your demonstration now. It doesn't cost you a dime, and you'll get the listening thrill of your life from Philco, famous for quality the world over.
This song, which I recorded several years ago, made quite a comeback in 48, thanks to a well-known gentleman from Independence, Missouri.
Hush-a-bye, my baby, slumber time is coming soon. Rest your head upon my breast while Mammy hums a tune. The Sandman is calling where shadows are falling, while the soft breezes sigh as in days long gone by. Way down in Missouri, where I heard this melody when I was a little baby on my mammy's knee. And I hear Mammy crow as in days long ago, singing soft and low. In Missouri, where I learned this lullaby, when the stars were blinking and the moon was climbing high, and I hear Mammy crow as in days long ago, singing hush.
I'd like to thank Hattie McDaniel, Ernie Whitman, Lasses White, and Ruby Dandridge for drifting in from their Dreft program to pay us a call.
Love that Dreft.
Good. Then be sure and tune in now on our show next week. Next week, we expect to have a very lively evening with Miss Peggy Lee and Abe Burrows, who'll do some of his great comedy songs. And now my belated thanks for all those votes in Motion Picture Daily's 13th annual radio poll, conducted for Fame magazine. See you next week, folks, and thanks very much.
This program was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week and hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the Rhythm Ayers, and Bing's guests, Abe Burrows and Peggy Lee. And remember, January belongs to Philco. Keep your eye on your Philco dealer now.